Good evening, Oisin.
Well, Eamon, looking ahead now to the game tomorrow, I suppose the first thing is, how's your preparations been going for this one since your last victory in the competition?
Yeah, it's been going quite well. We've got back to full training. There was a bit of a slip-up maybe over the Christmas period, and with boys having the flu and boys working and stuff like that there. So we weren't really at our best against Dunboyne, but now we've had four very good nights training. We've had a match in between. So I think our preparations have gone quite well.
Would you be better prepared for this game than any other in this competition and any of the league matches you've played so far this year, do you think?
Yeah, well, coming up to the Dunboyne match in Dublin, I think we were peaking quite well. We had upped our training from the middle of November, and we were having great turnouts. And, you know, in Dublin, we were definitely showed that we were much the fitter side. But as I said, we, you know, too many people over Christmas decided to have a break. But anyway, we're back to full pelt now, and I do believe that we're back to the same shape we were in before the Dunboyne match in Dublin, so that's going to help us an awful lot.
Yeah. What sort of test then are you expecting from Middleton from Cork tomorrow afternoon? What do you know about them, Eamon?
Well, you know, the all Cork sides they'll be physical. This Middleton team, as far as we know, you know, especially with the signature of Dan Murray, that they have three or four fellas who are quite tall. They're dangerous for set pieces, but you know, we have to find a way around that. But apart from that, I don't think they're going to be any better than us. But you know, Intermediate Cup, you know, you don't get away with mistakes in those games. And if we, you know, play well, look after everything that we have to do, then I feel we'll be okay.
They're leading the first division of the Munster Senior League. Would that be a high quality of football, that first division, would it, Eamon, of what you know of it?
Well, if I don't know of it in Cork, yeah, the standard of it is quite good. Munster football is quite strong anyway, so we're expecting a tough game. And, you know, they'll come up here, and we were only thinking they maybe come up here, look for a draw. I would say they would feel if they got a draw, it would be a good result. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what way they're going to come up and put their team out against us. And I do feel maybe if they come up with that attitude, then I think we might be able to get something on them.
Yeah, you mentioned just a few moments ago about mistakes, and in cup competitions, important it's not to do that. And against a side that's going to make a long trip from Cork for a match and look for a draw, it's important you don't make them mistakes early on, Eamon.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'll be saying to the boys tomorrow, you know, the longer we stay in this game, the more of a chance we have, because, you know, you still have to travel from Cork and you're on buses and you're staying in hotels and you don't sleep as well, and, you know, your legs don't always carry for the full 90 minutes. So it's important that we, you know, be very attentive and make sure we stay in the game all the way through. And, you know, if it comes down to the last maybe 15, 20 minutes, when I do believe that we have trained very hard, the boys are back in good shape again, and you know, I think that'll help us.
Yeah, I suppose the flip side of that is, will you be looking to hit them really, really early in the game?
Yeah, we have to come out. We're at home. We're going to have to come out. We're going to have to put the pressure on them from the word go. I mean, you know, the home advantage, it means so much, and when you have home advantage, you have to really use it. And yeah, definitely early on we'll be looking to go at them and, you know, pressurise them for all of the match if we can, you know. But there's going to be periods in the match where, you know, they're going to be on top, and it's how we defend in those little periods, you know. Things like that will decide matches, and you know, especially in cup football.
Yeah. What do you think it's going to take to win this game then, Eamon?
Well, I think a goal will probably win it. I would have no doubt about that, you know. But the good thing about our team is that you know, we've did quite well. We're good technically. We've showed against Dunboyne that we're, you know, we have fight in us. We're able to come back from being goal down, and we fought all the way right through to the last penalty. Our concentration, our focus was quite good. So, you know, the boys have nothing to fear tomorrow, and, you know, that's what I'll be trying to impress on them, that, you know, we have nothing to fear from this team. We're as good a team as there is, and especially at home. You know, I feel it's going to be a goal, and hopefully, you know, it'll be on our side.
Yeah, it's a welcome distraction, this competition, because the FA Intermediate Cup is held in such high regard here in the North West, and it's a competition whoever's repping the Ulster Senior League likes to do well and progress through. And it's been a while since you've really got into the thick of the knockout stages, Eamon. The semi-final was back in 2004. Is that the sort of place you want to go again?
Yeah, that would be the place we'd want to go. I mean, people fail to, you know, remember, and I suppose maybe the fact that we haven't been, you know, showing up so well in the Intermediate Cup this last while, you know, that it's the next biggest cup to the FAI Cup, and footballers fail to remember that. And when you go to play in this cup, you come up against a good standard of player, you come up against, you know, good clubs and well organised. And, you know, if you're not totally focused, I mean, from the start of your season all the way through on the Intermediate Cup, well, then you know, you're not going to last in it. And thankfully this year, you know, we got the boys together and we said, well, you know, why not give it a go this year in the Intermediate Cup? And the boys, to be fair, have been totally focused on that now. And, you know, it's that focus tomorrow that I think that'll get us through.
Do you think this cup run will benefit you and the run on at the end of the league as well?
Yeah, well, the Ulster Senior League is tough going. There's only the six teams in it, and, you know, we have to play each other three times, and, you know, the complacency can creep in matches like that there. But we're up there, we're challenging, as I said to the boys, you know, if we're doing quite well in the Intermediate Cup, well, then the league will look after itself, because you do bring that intensity from the Intermediate Cup back into your league games, and, you know, it's as good as a goal to you.
Yeah.